This is Conversations. I'm Melissa Montana. I love to highlight things going on in our community. We have a lot of growth happening, and we have for the last few years. And I believe that there are some areas that maybe you're not quite aware of, or you've heard about it, and you're not sure how that all works. Well, one of those is Electric Works, a huge project downtown Fort Wayne that is serving the community in many ways and capacities. So I thought I'd bring my friend on. The campus events manager of Electric Works is Jessica Denny. Jessica, I love you as a friend. I love the work that you do. So I thought we could have some good conversation. Tell me about Electric Works in general, who you are and what you're trying to do.
Well, thank you, Melissa. It has been a pleasure to be your friend through the years. We definitely are living our best life here in the renovated GE campus in Fort Wayne. These buildings have been around since the late 1800s, and so we're definitely in need of a revival. We've been able to utilize them in ways to bring new office space options, bring some great innovative states through with the school systems. We've recently just added Indiana Tech to the roster, who will be building out one of our larger spaces here on campus.
Okay.
So it's been fabulous to really watch the community come together and push towards that life sciences and innovation path where we see the future taking us.
I love it. Jessica, I also know that it's really family friendly. I mean, this is a place where the whole family can come participate and be a part of, even with all your eating areas. So can you talk about the food hall and how that works?
Yeah, the Union Street Market is our largest area on campus for eating. The food hall concept, which is kind of new for Fort Wayne, does not operate the same as like a concessions area.
Okay.
So the way the food hall concept actually operates is that it gives people a opportunity to step into a brick and mortar space where instead of them having to service themselves, have everything they need, all the staff, the labor, the cleaning, the tables, the chairs, we provide all of that as the base areas. And then they only are responsible for most of them between 600 to 800 square feet of space to operate their restaurant out of.
Okay.
But the best part is that it will always have an overturning amount of different businesses coming in and out, because some businesses will come in and succeed right off the top and want to build up to where they can step out on their own.
Okay.
Versus there's other businesses that are going to come in, give it a whirl, decide this isn't quite the right fit, or I need a little more time to really build my business up before I can do a brick and mortar. And so we're kind of that in-between stepping stone for a lot of those types of businesses.
Oh, I think that is an amazing concept that people can really come trial and error, see if it works and see if it doesn't work. And sometimes a no is good for us to learn and do something different. So thanks to Electric Works for making that opportunity for so many people. I know there's a variety of food that's available there, but you also have other areas that people use for meetings or entertainment. Is that right?
So yes, we have tons of free family-friendly programming. We've hosted things from trunk or treats, Christmas events. We definitely have rental spaces available too, to be able to coordinate and host things for people as far as private parties, weddings, corporate networking. But the campus is made for anyone and everyone. Doesn't matter your age group. If you have a picky eater in your house like I do, it's great to come to the market, because instead of going to one restaurant that somebody's going to end up unhappy at, we can come down here. Everybody can have whatever their heart desires, but we can still all sit together and enjoy our meal. It's been a fabulous thing for my family particularly.
Oh, I love it. So Electric Works is really a vital part of our community downtown and continues to grow. And do you guys see that other things are coming along the way, you believe?
We definitely have things coming along the way in our case, but then even just the area that we're in has had new business opportunities and new businesses popping up and building out other old spaces to really build up this whole Broadway Arts District area that we're in. So it's been fabulous so far to see how there's a new building, the Fairfield, where they're going to have, you know, a couple different levels of different entertainment options. We've had more art studios open. We've been hosting art events. First Fridays is here every Friday at Chapman's, which is the other on-campus restaurant eatery, family-friendly as well. So it's been awesome down here.
Well, thank you so much.
Thank you, Melissa, for having me.
Electric Works, if you're not sure about what's going on, that probably gave you a little more insight. We're going to put on my conversations link. It's there right now. Even how to connect with Jessica if you have a question about an event. That's at star883.com. Just click on Conversations.